I'll try to talk very, very slow, because in speaking to some people, I realize that they're not understanding me 100%. It's normal because I studied in the States, so sometimes I just have to come to a fairly slow pace. LAMS has not really reached Trinidad and Tobago. Neither has it reached the Caribbean. I learned about it last term, doing a course online with Dr. Leanne, and because of learning of it, I decided to try it in my class. Only last term. But one of the And to understand why it is so difficult to introduce in the Caribbean, you need to understand the education system in the Caribbean. To start with, it is very bright, or it is very, you have to be what we call bright, or you have to come from a certain family background, or as some people call it, it is an elitist type system. For example, parents will send their children to a particular primary school, and that has rank. So if you send your child to a particular primary school, then immediately you are looked upon as being different, you are elevated. You send your child to a particular primary school, so they will get into a certain secondary school. When they go into that secondary school, most of the people go to those what we call prestige schools. They are the ones who go on to university. So in terms of slow learners, nobody cares about them. It's either you are bright, which is about 5% of the population that are in school, or you're just slow. So we have these high-stake exams at 11. For 11 plus, there's a high-stake exam called Common Entrance Exam. At the end of primary school, if you write that exam and you pass and you go to a prestige school, then your family is elevated academically. You are just considered to be bright. If you don't pass, then you go to a non-prestige school, and you are put down to like last class academically. So there's a fight to pass. There's a fight to go to a particular primary school. There's a fight to go to a particular secondary school. So nobody cares about using something like LAMS. Everybody cares about simply getting the right type of education, which is to pass an exam in order to move.
What was the name of an exam, sorry,
Steve? Pardon me?
The common
entrance examination. They change it now to call something called C, which is secondary education examination, because there is something called nobody is not placed out of school. Everybody is placed in a secondary school. So they call it a placement exam, but it is still an exam that says where you go. All right, so despite the fact that no longer an examination, it is still an examination. Be it they call it SEA or whatever. Once they have the word examination in it, people fight to get their children to the best schools. For example, at 11, I did not pass the exam. So I felt like if I was dumb, and they are very cruel. People actually look at you and you feel as if you are nobody. And once you go to a particular school and you have a particular uniform with a tag on it, you are considered to be bright. It's automatic. Prime ministers, ministers of education normally would not send their child to a normal, non-prestigious school. Everybody, and they are normally boys' school, or girls' school, and they are boys' school. Boys' school meaning that they are Catholic schools or Anglican schools. And everybody fights. So there is a literal academic war to get your child there.
So money won't get you in there?
Money could.
Money talks.
Because there is a 20% that those schools can take without you passing or failing.
That's how ministers get their children.
That's how ministers get their children. Right. So that is part of the problem. So in order to introduce anything into a school system, it has to be examination oriented to get your child up that particular. I want to do secondary school. I'm the head of the department for math and computer, so I say who teaches what in my department. Over the past 3 years, I have I say that I will teach what they call the slowest class in the school. They normally they give the most amount of trouble because they don't know math, they don't know English, they can't, some of them can't read, although they come to the system and they're supposed to know. So when I thought about LAMS and I saw what it can do, I decided to introduce it to my students last year. Now these are students, if I put a half, they are 15 and 16 years old. They are in what we call Form 4. At 15 and 16, a half plus a third should not be a problem. That is to the primary school. A half plus a third. This September going here, when I went to the class, the very first time I put a half plus a third on the board. Guys, the very first question that they have on the examination at the end of secondary school. Everybody has to pass it. Be that you go to the old school or the best. And the children look at me as if I was not talking math. So I realized that I had serious problems. And it means that I have to do things like algebra, trigonometry, relations and functions, a number of topics that I have to do to prepare them to write this exam in 2 years, because some teaching takes place in 1, 2, and 3. But in Form 4 and 5 is when you prepare your kids and them to write this exam. There's no two ways about that. You forget learning, you just prepare the kids and them to write this exam. If they pass with a 1, everybody said that they're right. If you don't pass, people call you. And as I said, it's very cruel. You feel, when you don't pass, you feel that, you feel depressed. You feel like if the whole society is looking at you as if you can't do anything in the world, right? So we have some serious issues when it comes to that. So what I did was, I introduced them, I talked to them first about what LAMS can do. And they were very excited about the fact that they're going to use the computer. Now look at this. Now I'm hearing all of this happening. That number of students we have at Waterloo Secondary School, 873 students. We have 20 computers in our computer lab. We have 6 computers in the library and 6 computers for teachers. So that's about, for every 43 students, there is 1 computer. So that is in the normal secondary school. In fact, they just rolled that out about 2 years ago. And some of these schools don't have any because they stole them. So they have none. So to introduce something like LAMS, where you need people to get in there and to really have 1 computer per, it's a real task. It's nice that at Waterloo, most of the teachers don't want to use technology in their teaching and learning. So the lab is normally free. Because it doesn't make sense using the technology, because that is not being tested. You want a child to go in there and look at the exam paper and start to write and get a pass. So when I looked at those students and them who cannot do things like fractions and decimals and approximations in math, which is basically at the basic, the most simplest level, I had some problems. I couldn't go on a board and teach them for them to understand. So what LAMS presented, to me was this personal learning space where they can go in, and I can put some videos and some, you know, I can put things there so they can go home, or go to, when they have free time, they can go to the lab, or if they don't have internet access at home, they can go by a friend to a cafe, and they can probably try. Now, all of this has to be where the students are motivated. They have to be self-motivated. So, thankfully, this group wants to learn because they don't want to feel, because the class are there and they know that everybody's knowing that they are in code down. Right? So, to get them out of that, they really want to get out of that. So, they really try. Now, there are about five of them who really need special help. They are special children. But because of the whole concept of inclusive education, where everybody is in one class, you can't take them all from here and put them in this class. Everybody is together. So you have some people who are normal, you have some people who are really struggling, you have some people who are not doing well because of family, because of single parent, because their parents went to the US to work, they are barren students. So you have all kinds of problems. So they are there, and you are expected that at the end of 2 years, and it also have a bearing on you. Because I have a class of 32 students. At the end of 2 years, if they don't pass the CXE exam, it's a Caribbean exam, if they don't pass the CXE exam, they look at me as if I am the worst. So even you as a teacher must show your worth, not by showing, by teaching for them to learn, but really have to teach them to pass the exam. So what I've been doing is I have created a few things so that they can actually play it back, go forward, backward on their own and see if they could pick up the concept, because I don't have this time, and I have them for six periods. For the period is the first period in Monday, a single period. And sometimes assembly goes into the period. If something has to be done, the period is thing. So nobody looks at that. But at the end of 2 years, when they look at my class, they expect that the class, half of them or more, will be successful. And if they are not, in serious problem. So LAMS is giving me the opportunity to try to fast track some of their learning. But I have to daily keep them motivated and tell them, you know what? You can do it, you have to do it, and it's difficult. It is, what I've heard so far, the kids that I'm here, is like paradise. We don't have that. They are expecting to put the next 60 laptops in schools, but that was since last year. This is the end of another year, and it's not there. But still, that is a serious problem, because people are not interested in technology when it comes to teaching. They are interested in you having your nice class here, everybody doing what you say. They do what you say, they pass the exam, everybody go home happy, and that is what we have in Trinidad. We have a lot of bright people. We do have a lot of smart people. So somebody like Brian Lara went to a Presley school, went to Fatima, all right? And although he did not pass for Fatima, he ended up at Fatima because he wanted to play, all right? So anybody look at Brian Lara will say that he is a bright boy. So he had no problem. Even though he didn't make it in all right, as he did, they will still look at him. Whenever he walked the road anyway, Brian Lara went to Fatima College, and that just stuck on him. I didn't pass, so I was supposed to be a failure. And in fact, I'm not supposed to be here in Australia today doing this, because all people who are in my staff, who are working with me, they went to Prestige School. And sometimes they ask me, what Prestige School did you go to? And I am ashamed to say, but I did not go to any, because that is a social woo. All right? So what LAMS has done, or what I am hoping to actually do with the research, is that again, I have 2 years to see if those 32 students using LAMS, if it will improve not only their passing the exam, but that they could actually that the public could have them move from one point conceptually to another point. It's something totally new. I'm trying to get the English teacher to use it too, but it's time and it's really going against. So why is you all are looking at little children using LAMS? Primary school too, there's nothing like primary school for children with LAMS. So hopefully, when I go home and I present it to the people who hopefully will pay for me being here, and I show them some of the photos and I show them what is possible, maybe some one of them may say, you know what, let's see if it could probably work. But you have all these things to barriers to actually go through. And I'm in a non-prestige school. All right? And then you have, at the end of 5 years of secondary education, you have something called A-levels, which takes you into university. And that's, again, for 5%. So if you have 20,000 students, out of those 873 students, you call 5% of those. And those are the people who will be earmarked to go to university. Thankfully, no, it's changing a bit because there are a number of other avenues that can take people toward humanity. But there are two more schools that people can go to. But generally, it's difficult. It's really, 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 really difficult to get LAMS in the Caribbean. And when I say the Caribbean, it's not just Trinidad and Tobago. If I go to Barbados, to Jamaica, to Guyana, to St. Lucia, St. Kitts, all the islands and them, the education system is the same. And we are all signatories to inclusive education. So we have free transportation for some students, we have free lunches, we have those things. But everybody is just in disgust. When I go to class, I'm seeing 32 people facing me who didn't do their homework because they just could not do it. They don't have those facilities at home to even respond to me from home and stuff like that. So everything has to be done within the period that I have there. Thank God that they want to learn. They really want. I mean, some children, they actually run me down. Sir, could we go online and try something? All right, that's how far that they have gone. Sir, we have time now. And again, because they are the slowest people, because some teachers want to go to school. So we don't want to go to class. So they are left sometimes idle to even make more. But, all right. So it's nice to live in a world that you all have. You all don't know what you have. Travel 43,000 km, as Chris Gayle did, to go and see about his sick mother. Just divert to Trinidad and Tobago. Come to my class, and you will see a totally different world. A world that you will say, how do they make it? Primary school teachers, I don't think that what those teachers are doing on their free time, that they could do it. Because you have to be those kids and them, for the only secondary school still have a little time that we have, where we have a free period here and there. But generally, everybody has to fight to pass the exam. So hopefully, at the end of 2 years, I would probably document what I'm doing with LAMS, and see if it could, see if there is some kind of success rate based on the environment that I come from. But other than that, it's difficult.
So Steve, what are you using in your initial LAMS sequences now? I mean, you talked about basic levels of mathematics.
What I did was I give them some resources to work with from the internet. Some videos that they can look at and they can practice. And then when they come the next day, I give them a little quiz to see if they did understand those concepts.
Learning objects as well.
Right. So basically, I'm just trying to see if alarmists could help me help them. And that's as far as I can go. I can't do the other parts because the system doesn't allow me to.
And do any of them have computers at home?
Some of them do.
And
but
internet.
But the ones who you really want to help, they do. So they have to depend on coming to school or going to an internet cafe. And some of them, their parents don't have the money to pay a $10 or $15 per hour. You know, so. The whole system of LAMS is wonderful, because it actually makes them responsible for their own learning. No, they want to be. They really want to be.
So you're instead of saying that enthusiasm?
It's there. Once you motivate them they're not bad kids. It's just that because of the position that they find themselves in, they just do all kind of strange things because nobody is there to actually guide them. I mean, when they leave school, they go into an environment that might not be the best. So when they come to school, it's the best place that you have to instill some things in them. All right. So hopefully, at the end of 2 years, and my schedule, my personal schedule at school is really, really tough. I mean, this is like these 3 days that I'm away from school is like a holiday. I mean, when I'm in school, you name it, it happens. All right. So hopefully. When I at the end of 2 years, I am presently documenting all what I'm doing with the kids, and it's a bit slow because it's when they have time and when I have time and when they can get online. Sometimes the system is down, but it's a totally different way. All right. So when you all are looking at your system and think that you all have problems, you may need to travel out of Australia or out of Europe. And go to some of these developing countries. And we have what it takes. I mean, we have oil, we have fish, we have whatever, but the infrastructure isn't there, and the will to move forward isn't there. All right? And it's just so too difficult. All right? But I'm hearing what everybody is saying. I'm learning. I'm going to see if I can probably have my staff get on it. But again, I know the kind of problem that I'm going to have because the person that I'm going to say, is it going to assist me to get my children passing this exam? That's it. And once they don't see that, they're going to say, well, let's forget about it. So basically, that's where I am. And I haven't seen anybody, I haven't heard of anybody in the Caribbean talking about LAMS. All right, that's why I'm here, and that's why I take this opportunity to actually come here to really where it is born, to see the people who actually started up to actually learn from them. Right? And I've learned so much from you, I've learned so much from everybody. So I may have to present a paper now to them, but change is slow. It's very slow in my country, it's slow, because for example, my sons, I had to fight to get them in a prestige school in the system. And now they are doing two of the first two are in medicine. So that's the kind of system that you want. So if you don't want to get into that, that's your hard work. So it's a literal fight. All right. Any questions? So you all realize that you are living in a wonder world. It's nice. Right. Any questions? You all are from?
I'm in Nice.
From?
Taiwan.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they probably are a little different too, right? But basically, that's where I am with LAMS. Right? And I hope that that I'll get the support normally whenever I call, I get through, via a mail, I will get help from the family. It's like so fast. So if there are no questions, thank you very much.